The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.
It's time for our weekly medical consultation with Dr. Ray Wally, who is back in our studio in Dublin. I'm in Thomond Park in Limerick this evening. Ray, we'll be talking in television later about the death of the actor Luke Perry, star of Beverly Hills 90120. He was just 52 years of age when he suffered a fatal stroke, and many people seem quite shocked by the idea that a stroke can hit anyone that relatively young. How common is stroke in younger or middle-aged people?
Approximately 15% of strokes occur in adolescents and young adults. There has been a increase in strokes in people less than 65 years of age in Ireland. We are unsure of why. I'm unsure of the detail that possibly caused this in regard to this gentleman. But usually, unfortunately, people have a history of smoking, a high blood pressure, high cholesterol, there may be a history of illicit drug use, and otherwise you could also have underlying heart defects, or unfortunately it could be a mixture of all of that.
Just remind people, because I know we did speak about it in a previous programme, but what exactly is a stroke? How does it happen and what does it do to the body?
Well, the unfortunate thing, if it happens in a younger age person, with ageing you get a shrinking of your brain, and if you have a hemorrhage, which is a bleeding into the cranium, unfortunately, you can't. If you've got no shrinkage, you have less area to expand. It sounds very crude. With a cerebrovascular action, which is what we call them, a stroke, you can have them due to a hemorrhage where you bleed, or you can have it due to a blockage. The greater majority are due to blockages, and they're the ones that are more treatable. We have about 10,000 strokes in Ireland a year. About 2,000 of them are fatal. We've had a great increase in management. We've got stroke units, which have significantly reduced the disability ratio of patients, and we are going forward and improving on that.
If somebody in your presence has a stroke, what do you do?
Well, there was an international push in regard to symptoms, things which were educated at schools, and basically what you were asked to remember the mnemonic, which was FAST. F related to face, so people could have a drooping mouth. A related to arms. If you could elevate your arms, you're hopefully normal. S related to speech. Often people can have an impediment in their speech or are slurring their speech. And T is time. We know that the quicker you basically go to hospital, the quicker you're likely to have less brain damage, the quicker you're likely to keep the neurons alive. So if you think these are happening, you should ring a 999 ambulance. And basically, if you go to hospital, and if it turns out to be nothing, so be it. But the earlier you get to hospital, the more likely you're going to have a treatment which could reverse it. There are many patients out there in the modern era who have these symptoms which are reversed.
Okay, let's move on. Last week, we went through many of the symptoms and signs of something being wrong that you shouldn't ignore, but people often do. And we didn't get a chance to complete that list, so let's try and do so today. Flashes of light. Tell us a little bit about what happens if you're experiencing that phenomenon.
So the concern here would be often, when it happens, it's generally on one side, so it's unilateral. It's unlikely to be bilateral, both sides. And the concern would be that you have an early retinal detachment. So if you look at your eye as a camera, and the film at the back of the eye where the retina is effectively the film that the picture goes onto. And with flashing light, what can happen is that the film is effectively coming away from the back of the eye. You may get some visible, say, a curtain come in front of your vision. You may get as if you're able to see a web in front of your eyesight. So it can be the precursor to a retinal detachment. And with that, it's important that you go immediately or as soon as possible to an out-of-hours general practice setting or an emergency department. Because the concern is you're getting a retinal detachment. Obviously, the extreme effects of a retinal detachment, if the film comes away from the back of the eye, is you lose your vision in that eye. But it is something which is treatable. Unfortunately, it can happen at any age, but especially as you get older, people who are short-sighted are more likely to get them. So it is important that if you are somebody who has eyesight problems, you do get your eyes reviewed every 2 years or so. And if you have those symptoms, you go to a general practitioner, be an out-of-hour setting or a emergency department.
What if you have changes to a mole?
Again, something which is very simple. Unfortunately, as we get older, we're often getting age-related moles. But obviously, what we're concerned here for is more of a melanoma-type mole. So you can have a pigmented spot in your back. It can change in elevation, meaning it become heightened. It can change with a change in halo around it, discoloration around it, or you get a change in pigment, or you could be bleeding, or starting to catch in clothes if it's become elevated, or it become itchy. So if you've got one or a few of them, again, you should go and get that looked at. If you have any effectively moles on your back, if you're going and sun worshipping, you should be covering them totally with a total sun block. But basically, if you have any of those other symptoms in regard to a change in a pigment or a mole in your back, you should be going to a general practitioner to get it assessed.
Now, let's combine these ones. If you're suffering from sudden poor thinking skills, have difficulty focusing, sustaining or shifting attention, or behaviour changes, what should you do?
Well, a lot of this is in context. As we get older, unfortunately, our memory can deteriorate a little. So often this can be many different things. It could be simply that you haven't been eating your regular meals. It could be simply you haven't been drinking enough. It could be simply that your blood pressure is up. So you do need to go and get those checked. If we're heading into a cognitive impairment episode, which is more prolonged, obviously that tends to happen in your more older years, but unfortunately it can happen in younger years. Again, it is important to go and talk to your general practitioner, who will generally do a systems review, which is a full history and examination, and we may do some blood tests. Equally, we might do what's called a mini mental examination, where we ask a list of specific questions. You know, some of them may come across as stupid, like, for example, who's the present Taoiseach, who's the present president, what row do you live on, your date of birth, and there's a number like that. There are a few different ones of these. There's something called the Falstein MMSE, mini mental change, mini mental examination. There's another one called the MOCA, which is the Canadian version. There are a few different ones. Again, if you are tired and you're missing sleep, and if you're missing sleep a lot, unfortunately that can happen. If you're not eating regular meals and you're basically cutting not getting enough sleep and you're not looking after yourself, unfortunately it can happen as well. But certainly if this is persistent and it's more prolonged and you're in older years, but doesn't happen necessarily have to be specifically to as you get older, basically you should go and talk to your general practitioner about it.
Okay, one final thing briefly, as this is the day when many people look to give up smoking, being Ash Wednesday. What would your particular recommendation be? Because a lot of people find it very hard. Do you have a method that you recommend to people to try and stop smoking?
Well, I think involve your family, involve your friends, make that decision, go and get support. The HSE has a very good quit line, support line, which has a 50% increase in success. There are many different methods out there. There are patches.
How do you involve your family and friends?
Well, basically, you can say, look, I want support. I don't want you offering me cigarettes. If there's somebody at home smoking, they shouldn't be smoking in the house. But often people will club together to do it as well. There are simple things like putting the money aside that you would spend on cigarettes, a packet of cigarettes in the order of 11 euros. We're talking substantial amounts of money. You're getting support from people around you. Could often people club together. Unfortunately, basically, And cut down, even if you're not going to give them up totally, cut down. But basically, there are many medications to support you, including inhalers, including patches, including tablets. There are a tablet version which basically we can give as well. But either which way, again, get your support from your general practitioner or your pharmacist, or basically get support from the HSE Quitline, which, as I said, has a 50% higher success rate.
Excellent. Dr. Ray Wally, thank you very much for joining us for our weekly medical consultation.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.